welcome to the Central Wisconsin Fairgrounds for Game 2 of our hockey doubleheader tonight on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. DC Everest taking on the Marshfield Tigers. Interesting game tonight because the Evergreens haven't won in their last three. They've got a tie and two losses against some good ones. Stuck with a 1-0 loss when last seen on Tuesday night at Walsall West. The team played great and couldn't come away with a victory, couldn't even come away with a goal. It's the best loss and shutout that you could possibly imagine, as the Evergreens took one of the elite teams in the state down to late in the third period before they fell on a 4-on-3 goal. The Marshfield Tigers come in at 10-7-1 for the season. Marshfield would move ahead of DC Everest in the standings if they come up with a win tonight. And let's not forget, Marshfield took both of the head-to-head meetings from the Evergreens last season. First time that that's happened in forever. Hockey Tonight is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. Proud to welcome Dr. Adam Halverson, the area's only orthopedic foot and ankle specialist. 50 years of keeping lives in motion by providing comprehensive orthopedic pain management, spine podiatry, and physical therapy services. Learn more at bonejoint.net. Never miss a score and hear podcasts of every game at everythingevergreens.com, a website just for Everest fans. Brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, the Bone and Joint Center, M&J Marine, Brainerd Funeral Home, and Abra Auto Body. The ice has been resurfaced after the JV game, which the Evergreens won 4-2. Thank you very much. Marshfield's program is getting better. Why? Because years ago they didn't have a JV team. So more skaters, more kids in the program, and more development has paid some dividends for these Marshfield Tigers. We'll get our game underway with our national anthem, the starting goalies, and then we'll drop the puck when we come right back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Back at the Central Wisconsin Fairgrounds in Marshfield at the Marshfield Ice Arena, which is by far the coldest rink in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Joking with some of the Everest parents before the game, they say Marinette may be number one in the state for coldest place to play. There's no heat in here, and last year, I mean, it was like minus 10 when we came here at night, and it actually felt colder here in the rink. Teams are out onto the ice. Marshfield wears their home white sweaters with the Marshfield Tiger logo on front, orange trim and orange numerals, and black breezers. Evergreens are in their road green. Seems like they've been in the road the entire season. The green sweaters with the white sketchy tree, white numerals, and black breezers. Ethan Hurt just introduced as a Evergreen starting goalie. Hurt made 38 saves against Walsall West and some tough ones too. He needed to make a 39th as the Evergreens fell 1-0. A.J. Tierweiler is the opposing goalie for the Marshfield Tigers. I remember him. I mean, he was starting as a sophomore. He's a senior now. So these are our final go-rounds with Tierweiler, and he's a good one. In fact, he has kept Marshfield in some games when they've been undermanned. There's Tierweiler coming out being introduced right now. Evergreens arrive with a 9-7-2 record. They had been undefeated in seven straight games in the middle of the season, but I mean, now there's only, what, six games left until the state playoffs begin. So this is an important one for the Evergreens to get into the win column. Teams are at their respective blue lines, and the crowd comes to its feet for our national anthem. as we get ready to drop the puck, we have some warm wishes for a quick recovery for Chad Holmes, normally the radio voice of the Walsall West Warriors. Chad's been under the weather lately. In fact, he'll tell you that he hasn't been feeling well for weeks now, diagnosed with a bad case of pneumonia that required hospitalization. So Chad Holmes, a DC Everest grad who is the voice of Walsall West, going to be away from the microphone for a little while, and we send out our best wishes for a speedy recovery. Chad's such a hockey nut that who knows, from his bedside somewhere the radio may be on tonight. So Chad, get better, and we're looking forward to seeing you down the road soon. Hockey Tonight brought to you by Country Fresh Meats, fresh meat from Wisconsin farms. Make Country Fresh Meats your local choice, Highways 29 and J in Weston. Officiating crew points down the way as the teams get onto their bench. Both goalies between the pipes and getting ready for action tonight. Davis Hackbarth, who over the last three games has scored all three of the Evergreens' goals. Take this draw right at the center circle. And Coyer Schindler for Marshfield. Puck drops. Let's light this candle. Hockey is underway. Marshfield sends it to the Evergreens' defensive zone. Jacob Jakus is there. Jakus sends it forward. Ketton Ottinger. Evergreens just turned the puck over in front and just wide of the net. Marshfield gets the early look on an Evergreens mistake. Locke Lerner put that just wide of the near side post, and the Evergreens were sloppy on defense. It's back in front again, sweeping at that puck from the backhand side. Sawyer Schindler, and it sticked aside. Not a tough chance for Ethan Hurt. Evergreens sleepwalking through the opening moments. Boy, the defensive turnovers when you're trying to break a three-game winless streak will kill you. Jakus now leaves it in the defensive end. Moving forward here is Colby Schmidt. Schmidt, long pass along the near side. Boards right on the tape for Ortel. Brings it in past the blue line. Evergreens hold their first zone. Tried to center. Marshfield player takes that away. Hackbarth was trying to get that to the center of the ice. Marshfield comes back. Yeah, Marshfield skating much better than what we remember in the years when they used to struggle. Marshfield's developed some homegrown talent here, and it's been reflecting in their win-loss record. Marshfield's probably going to be above 500 this year. From the near side board, shot is deflected out of play. Ben Lawler, senior forward, had that deflect off of the Evergreens. Alex Kisley will have an offensive zone face-off for the Tigers. Minute in, and the Tigers are on the engine early here. Face-off comes to Ethan Hurt's right. Eric Weister takes the draw. Evergreens win it, comes out of the zone. Evergreens chasing this puck down the ice. Quinton Shiro. Shiro couldn't get to it. Marshfield player closer. Tigers advance along the near side boards. That's Josh Gurin. Gurin puts it behind the net. Evergreens have Parker Hurt closest to it. Again, the Evergreens, though, have trouble getting this out of their zone early. Marshfield again moving the puck in front till it's sticked aside by Alex Kisley. Kisley saved his goalie from having to make a chance. Comes out of the zone. Marshfield controls at the red line. Boy, surprising that it should be all Tigers here in the early going. Bounced off the boards now to Quinton Shiro. Shiro advances for the Evergreens, tries to put it in the corner. Goes cross ice. Evergreens are on a change. Marshfield's got it near side. Marshfield onside onto the zone. Here's Dominic Lang. Shot on goal. Off the goalie. Stick it out of play. Marshfield puts 1, 2, 3, 4 early shots on the Everest net. Offensive zone face-off again for the Tigers here. To the left of the Everest cage. Ian Haugen takes the draw. Comes in front, taken away by the Evergreens. Trying to break out and having it knocked away from him, Ketton Ottinger. Tigers send it behind their own net. Evergreens have a defenseman there. That's Jacob Jakus. Jakus, he almost turned it over behind the net too. And Marshfield holds it on the far side boards. Look to center. Taken away by the Evergreens, Parker Netzke. Evergreens still not able to clear the zone, though. Shot from the Tigers deflected by Owen Bunnell. Owen Bunnell on the ice for the Evergreens in the early stages. Marshfield looks to hold this zone. Evergreens have this along the far side boards. How could the Evergreens have looked so good against Walsall West and struggling here? Shot from the Tigers again from the near side board. Stick save. Sawyer Schindler put that on. Comes out of the zone. Marshfield winning everything right now at neutral ice. Evergreens cross ice here to Grant Ortel. Ortel stick handling. Flicks it high off the plexiglass and into the near side corner. Goes behind the net. Marshfield's got a defenseman closest. Evergreens fight to hold the zone. Marshfield comes out. One on two. Great stick handling by Sawyer Schindler, and then he lost it. Penalty coming up. He's yanked down from behind and lands in the Everest net. It's almost not a bad penalty. Schindler was getting past the Everest defenseman, the last line of defense, and was going to have a one-on-none look at the Everest net with only Ethan Hurt to beat. Penalty will be on Davis Hackbarth. Marshfield will skate 5-on-4. Hackbarth tripping. Penalty comes at 3:03 of the first period. Marshfield wins the offensive zone. Marshfield looks to center near side circle. Closing in on the puck is Max Heller. A lot of traffic in front. Heller tried to set that up on the near side to Peyton Smith. Went off his stick, goes behind the net. Marshfield centers again. Shot on goal. Glove save. It's off the glove of Ethan Hurt. Goes into the corner. Put on there by Max Heller, who's had an active power play. Shot on goal again. Hurt went down early and was screened. It's wide of the near side post. Marshfield puts three more shots on the net here. That centered and in front. Tough angle near side. Hurt had saved. Kept the near side closed against Devin Weister. Evergreen's having trouble clearing. Now it comes out of the zone, gets over the blue line. Marshfield will pick it up at neutral ice, but they'll have to clear and touch up. 1:15 left in the Marshfield power play. Skating in onside is Weister. Weister carries it behind the net, trying to get it centered, hit the wrong side of the net, and bounces off the near side boards. Evergreens are halfway through this kind of shaky penalty kill. Marshfield's been peppering the Everest net at 5-on-5 and here at 5-on-4. Marshfield back out to the blue line, almost able to lose that Ian Haugen. Haugen just held it in. Marshfield flicks, that's off the stick and just wide. But off the high part of the blade, and Ethan Hurts having to make a lot of chances here. Marshfield centers right through the slot. Hurts down low with the pad, save again on the far side post. And the Evergreens get it out of the zone for the time being. Marshfield putting a lot of pressure on the Evergreens net here. Evergreens got to weather this storm and get back to 5-on-5. Yakuz takes it away at the red line. Short-handed chance for Yakuz. Backhand, he scores! Yakuz with a shorty for the Evergreens. Did he come up with that? He did. Wow, I thought that was beat. No, denied. Terwiler came up with... Terwiler looked behind him like he thought he was beat, and he wasn't. You know, when you're struggling, sometimes nothing goes your way. I thought that was behind Terwiler. It's all the way at the far side of the rink. It is not. Offensive zone faceoff of the Evergreen shorthanded. Yakuz wants that chance back. Puck goes all the way down the ice, one-on-one at the other end. Shot stick, saved by Hurt. So we stay at 0-0 despite my shaky eyes here to the far side boards. Evergreens trying to clear this out, and we're back to 5-on-5 hockey. So the Evergreens' best look at the net comes shorthanded, back to 5-on-5, flicked on goal by the Tigers, Peyton Smith. And again, goalie is screened in front, shot goes wide, Marshfield still holding, shot again. Marshfield must be out shooting the Evergreens like 10-1 at this stage. Ethan Hurt will cover it up for the Evergreens. Hockey's brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life, it's your smile. Schedule a free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics. 715-842-5688. 715-842-5688 for DeVorney Orthodontics. Wausau, Anago, Merrill. Evergreens come away with the puck after a defensive zone faceoff. That's Hackbarth who gets that ahead to Colby Schmidt a little bit behind him. Schmidt tries to fight to keep this in, lost control along the far side boards. Boy, I thought the Evergreens had that shorthanded goal and were up 1-0. Instead, still zeros on the board. 11.5 to play first period. The Everest youth hockey players just to my left saw better than I did that that was not a goal down at the other end. Evergreens 2-on-2 coming back the other way. Here's Hackbarth. Ortell's trailing here. Hackbarth tried to put that on from a tough angle down near the goal line. Deflected off the stick of the Terwiler and goes behind the net. Evergreens still hold. Blue line, cross ice. Yakuz with traffic in front. Shot blocked. Didn't get through. Evergreens close on the rebound. Hackbarth got a stick on it. That's why. First time the Evergreens have really been pressuring the Marshfield net. Comes at 10:45. Evergreens center in front. Colby Schmidt went right through the crease. Schmidt stays with it along the far side boards. Hackbarth now, near sideboard, stick handles around, shot, traffic in front, Colby Schmidt jabbed at it, it's wide. Evergreens still hold this zone like the Evergreens, like a switch has been turned on. Everest player brought down, play through that. Wow, Yakuz was yanked down to the ice along the far side boards and no whistle. Both teams are on a change. Evergreens still hold it, shot on goal, that's Parker Hurt, it's Jaglinski, beg your pardon, it's blocked. Marshfield comes out the other way. Evergreens have three players back. No chance for Nick Urban. One on three and loses the puck in the corner to the Evergreens. Marshfield's outplayed the Evergreens. That's deflected in front and just wide of the net. Peyton Smith for the Tigers. Ethan Hurt was down to protect the far side post, and he almost had it redirected towards the near side, almost had him beat. Marshfield has had the better chances over the last 2 or 3 minutes of play that started to even out a little bit. Evergreens send this down ice. Icing, come back for an offensive zone faceoff for the Tigers. Did you know the DC Everest Athletic Club sponsors student athletes with fundraising, equipment, and scholarships? Please consider volunteering your time to the DC Everest Athletic Club and go Evergreens. Eddie Zinda to take the draw for the Tigers against Dominic Lang. Zinda wins the draw, sends it out of the zone. Quick to the puck here is the Evergreens Parker Netsky. Netsky, big hit on the boards. That looked like it may have been from behind. No whistle. Letting them play here. Evergreens hold this zone behind the net where a Tigers defender is closest to the puck and has taken it away from the Evergreens. The Evergreens win this back in their offensive zone. Tigers still haven't cleared it yet. Tangled up along the near side boards and now out. Tigers cross ice pass and out to neutral ice. Arriving on the scene is Ian Haugen. Haugen dumps it into the corner. Evergreens have a defensive player closest to it. That's Yakus, who's Johnny on the spot. Ahead now to Zinda. Zinda's got a player behind him. Zinda's onside with Netsky in traffic. Shot is blocked off the blocker of Turweiler. Zinda put it on net. Goes behind the net. Tigers got a player closest to it in the near side, so the Evergreens cannot hold this zone. Parker Hurt is chasing. Hackbarth hasn't given up on this chance. Evergreens hold it in. Jaglinski sends a bouncing puck to the corner. Now behind the net, can Ortell center from there? 8.5 to play, scoreless first period. Evergreens tried to wrap that around and got it on goal. Yaku's traffic in front, jabbing at it. Colby Schmidt just wide. Schmidt was set up on the far side post, got a pretty good look at that, trying for a rebound chance. Evergreens still holding the corner, got a whistle here. That puck go out of play. 8:12 to play, 0-0. Marshfield gets new skaters on. The Evergreens will have an offensive zone faceoff here. I'm Chris Conley. Glad you're with us for game two of our hockey doubleheader. Spash and East Merrill United in game one. Tomorrow, got a basketball and hockey tripleheader that we'll tell you about when we come right back. Evergreens win this draw. Hackbarth tried to put that on. It's deflected away. Noah Peterson for the Tigers. Colby Schmidt and Hackbarth both go down in the corner. Play on. Tigers defense, Evergreens still fight for it. Someone's lost their stick. Lumber on the ice in front. That's Colby Schmidt, who picks up the wood. Near side boards. Got a whistle. A puck again out of play on that near side. Yeah, Everest players picking that up. Going to have an offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens. No, got a penalty here on the Tigers. Evergreens will go on the power play. Noah Peterson is off. Happened in that far corner. Penalty at 9:11 of the first period. Noah Peterson to the sin bin.
Tigers penalty number 18. Noah Peterson, 2 minutes for hooking.
Hooking. That action happened in the corner while the Evergreens were trying to hold that zone. Evergreens were 0-4 on the power play against Walsall West, but Marshfield's not as tough. Evergreens control the zone at the blue line. That's Yakus playing with Hackbarth. Cross ice trying to get on the low slot. That's a glove save by Turweiler. Turweiler denies Grant Ortell just on the doorstep. 23 seconds down in the Tigers' penalty kill. Evergreens will get another offensive zone faceoff. Now, the Tigers have been the better team in the first period, so the Evergreens would love to get a power play goal here and play in front. Sure could frustrate these Tigers. Evergreens win the draw. Grant Ortell fights for it. Colby Schmidt went right through the crease. Goes to the near side board. Hackbarth closes on it for the Evergreens. Evergreens look to hold this in. Yakus, that went out of play, popped off one of the Marshfield defender's sticks. Let's see, this should be an offensive zone faceoff. Yep. Lineman's going right where we want him to be. 1:25 to play first period. 1:25 left in the Evergreens power play. 7:14 to play first period, and we are scoreless. Evergreens win this draw, Hackbarth, and now Evergreens can't hold it in. Marshfield players swept it out of the zone. Locked loner. The Evergreens go back and retreat to their own blue line. Here's Yaku, starts his rush. Red line, blue line, onside. Has Hackbarth trailing. Yaku's goes behind the net. Got more room to operate in that near side corner. Yaku's is a faster skater than these Tigers are on the ice right now. Tried to flick it back to Yaku's. Flipped to the near side, Hackbarth. Hackbarth near side board. Shot on goal. Deflected. Didn't get through. Had Colby Schmidt on the near side boards. Instead, Lerner sends it all the way down. Yaku sweeps at it, tries to send it back. Wave off icing, went off one of the Marshfield players. Fan to my right has a different opinion on it. Tigers, though, send it all the way down. Just 35 seconds left in the Evergreens power play. Yaku's will start one more rush from his own blue line. Nice pass to Ortell, red line, near sideboard. Ortell winds it up, shot off the blocker down low. Terwiler denies from just over the blue line, near sideboards. Evergreens still hold this zone in. No, comes out of the zone while the Evergreens were on a change. Here's Alex Kisley, who gathers in at the red line. He's onside. Sent to the near side boards. Marshfield sends it out again. Just 10 seconds left in the power play. And Marshfield has killed this off. We're back to 5-on-5. Evergreens will start a rush. Far side boards. Parker Nitzke tried to get that center. Nitzke stays with it. Gets it into the corner. Kisley is close to it. Evergreens, see if they can fight for this behind the net. Evergreens are getting a skater on for Jaglinski. Marshfield sent that all the way down, icing. It's just wide of the near side post. So we'll come back for an offensive zone face-off for the Evergreens. We are sponsored by Intercity State Bank. Simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. Intercity State Bank with locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. Evergreens will ask Quinton Shiro to take this draw. It's to the right of the Marshfield cage. Took us a long time to get down there, back to our end after the icing call. Marshfield comes away with the puck. Now the Evergreens jab at it, send it back in, and chasing for the Evergreens is Quinton Shiro. Terwiler keeps the near side post closed. Shiro thought about a wraparound possibility. Tigers come away with the puck. Bounced off the boards, goes into the Marshfield offensive zone. Josh Gurin is chasing. Gerwin's undersized, but a pretty fast skater. Moves up and down the ice well. Evergreens take the puck away. Here's Ketton Ottinger. Evergreens are offside. Ottinger was on Quinton Shiro along the near side post. Was over the blue line early. 5:02 to play.
To protect your stuff, Teddy, please watch for the assistance coming through the stands. We'll do that at the end of the first period.
Face-off will come just outside the Everest blue line. Far dot. Evergreens win the draw. Parker Hurt sends it to the near side boards. Goes all the way around to the far side now. Evergreens have a player there. Marshfield takes it away. Ian Haugen. Haugen down to his knees off of his skates. Turns the puck over to the Evergreens. He's back up, but he's jabbing at it. Marshfield cannot clear yet. They're along the near side boards. Evergreens hold this in from the near side, trying to put that on goal. Terwiler is down low with a save. Now to the far side. Evergreens look to hold. Wow, trying to lower a big hit there was Eddie Zinda, the Marshfield player who just vacated. Zinda slammed himself into the boards on the far side. Evergreens back to their blue line. Flicked shot on goal. Pad save to the near side post. Brady Bunnell put that on for the Evergreens. Comes out of the zone. Bunnell retreats to his own defensive end. Puck goes off the Marshfield player, wave off icing, and both teams will use the opportunity for a change. You know, for the last three or four games, goals have been hard to come by for the Evergreens. Terwiler's a worthy opponent in goal here, and we're getting late in the first period. There's still no score. Colby Schmidt fights for it. Marshfield player off his feet. Ortell comes in, shot save. Gonna call a whistle here for that far side action against the Evergreens. Let's see. Yep, penalty on the Evergreens. Ketton Ottinger goes off for DC Everest. So the scoreless first period, Marshfield gets a second power play opportunity. Penalties at 13-11 of the first period. Ketton Ottinger is off. All the way down at the other end, Marshfield gets an offensive zone faceoff. Interference. Marshfield holds the zone down near the goal line, near side boards. Marshfield back to the blue line, winds one up, pad save, it's loose in front. Yakuz clears it out, and the Evergreens sweep it down the ice. Yakuz picked up that loose puck that bounced off the goalie, Ethan Hurt, and then it was Grant Ortel who swept it all the way down. Evergreens chase for a shorthanded opportunity. Marshfield's got the puck, long pass ahead, two on two. Peyton Smith is onside. Smith, bouncing puck, overskated the puck, and the Evergreens are closer to it. Here's Brady Bunnell. Came out in front for a moment, shot just wide. Marshfield with a good look at the net there. Sawyer Schindler. And Hurt was down early on his pads, left a lot of the upper part of the net open, and just wide, a break for the Evergreens. 1:10 left in the penalty kill. Marshfield's back onside. I'm not sure about that. No whistle here. On the backhand side, sweeping at it is Nick Urban. It's wide. Marshfield still holds. Bouncing puck from the near side to the far side boards. Shot off the blocker. Still in front and wide of the near side post. Marshfield's pressuring the net here. Noah Peterson put that one just wide. Evergreens having trouble clearing. 45 seconds left in the penalty. Bouncing puck that Jaglinski couldn't get to. Marshfield circles back along the far side boards. Put that on goal. Pads down for Ethan Hurt and flicked over the crossbar by Nick Urban. Been a pretty good-looking power play for Marshfield. Everything but scoring. Marshfield, good passing here. Shot, it's underneath. Rebound. Score for the Tigers. Well, I mean, if you're going to make your goalie defend 7, 8, 9 shots in a power play, eventually that's going to happen. That bounced off Ethan Hurt, and the rebound, Locke Lerner, put that in for the Tigers. The Evergreens will play from behind tonight. 14:47 on the power play. Locke Lerner. Rebound shot. Again, Marshfield put all kinds of pressure on the Empress net. 1-0 Tigers. Back to even strength now for the final 2 minutes of the first period. Evergreens are fighting for this puck again. At 5-on-5, Marshfield has owned the better chances. Evergreens had momentum for a very brief period of time, and Marshfield takes the puck away here. Josh Gurin sends it to the offensive zone corner. Evergreens, Brady Bunnell closest to it. Bunnell comes away. Bunnell bouncing puck, trying to catch up with it. It's Quinton Shiro. Shiro slammed into the boards by Seth Peterson of the Tigers. Still goes into the Evergreens zone. Evergreens shot on goal. Terwiler doesn't locate it. It's behind the net. Terwiler doesn't see it. And now on the wraparound attempt, while Terwiler is saved by a quick whistle, that puck was still loose. The net has come loose too, and that's why the whistle sounded. Terwiler didn't have that covered up. We'll reset the net. Both teams will get new skaters on. And the Evergreens are going to try and get the equalizer with the 1:34 that's left in the period. Ortel will take the draw for the Evergreens. Back to the blue line. Yaku's shot is deflected. Marshfield may have a breakaway on the other end. Saved by Ethan Hurt, who denies Eric Lunner, who had the goal earlier. Just a funny bounce that gave Marshfield a one-on-one shot. Another shot there off Hurt and hit the post and goes wide. Sawyer Schindler. Evergreens need to keep this at 1-0 in the final minute here. Marshfield's on the engine again. Back in the defensive end for the Evergreens, Ketton Ottinger. Ottinger is fought there. Marshfield player goes down. Now Yakuz takes it. Marshfield on a turnover slid just wide of the post. Peyton Smith. Evergreens have turned the puck over entirely too much in their defensive end. Now this puck is flicked all the way down. Marshfield takes it at their red line. Evergreens are trying to make a long-range connection with Ortel. 45 seconds left in the period. Evergreens need to regroup here. Into the skates of Hackbarth. Marshfield takes it back. Goes off into the Evergreens defensive zone where Yakuz gathers it up. Half minute to play. Tigers lead 1-0. It's behind the Everest net. Yakuz tries to flick that ahead, hopes that Ortel can catch up with it. Too far ahead of Grant. 15 seconds left. Tigers got to be very happy with how they're going here. Tigers send it into the corner for the final 10 seconds. Tigers behind the net, trying to get that centered. Wraparound chance. Ethan Hurt keeps the near side post closed, and that's going to do it for the first period. You know, for so many years, we've seen the Evergreens come over here to Marshfield and get easy wins, and that is not the case tonight. The Tigers program was better last year and is better again this year, and they lead the DC Everest Evergreens at our first intermission, 1-0 Tigers. Back after a 3-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.